I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The annual International Religious Freedom Report barely made a splash in the politically inundated news feeds when it was released earlier this month. And yet, this report is an important one. David Curry of Open Doors USA says it helps us to see that religious freedom isn't just an issue for religious people, but for all people who care about human suffering.
It bolsters much of what we've been saying for these many years. And I think it gives people who have a secular worldview a lens with which to view what's going on around the world. This isn't just about Christians wanting to evangelize the world. This is about people who have human rights.
Ask God to protect the persecuted believers around the world, and then head to our website to learn how you can use your voice in the fight against religious persecution. And World Mission was recently in Kenya working with local tribes to train Christian leaders on how to reach a new generation. Greg Kelly says the trip wasn't just about leadership training. World Mission volunteers were also distributing audio Bibles called Treasures.
People were coming from all over northern Kenya to receive a treasure. One person walked 6 hours just to receive a single treasure.
World Mission is working with tribes all across Kenya who've never heard the gospel.
The hunger for the Word of God has just been so encouraging and uplifting, and these people are going back and they're setting up listening groups where hundreds of people are hearing the gospel for the first time.
Want to help distribute Treasure Bibles or help fund a trip? We can connect you with more details at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The gospel renews and resets our lives and the relationships around us. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.